bump, set, fight. It's time for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork. Your place for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. Let's go live to the court.
And we welcome you back once again to Wymore Southern High School for the second half of our volleyball doubleheader. Coming up, the championship game here in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. The Johnson-Brock Eagles, 15-9 on the year, taking on Exeter Milligan Friend. They are 19-5. If you weren't tuned in earlier this afternoon, in the third-place game, the Sacred Heart Irish defeated Pawnee City in three, 29-27, 25-18, and 25-15. So Sacred Heart took third place in the tournament, and the Pawnee City Indians finished in fourth. As we said, coming up next, this is the championship game. Exeter Milligan Friend got here with a win in the first round over Southern, 25-22, 25-12. Then they got the win over Sacred Heart, 25-10, 25-17. I checked that out. We're looking at the wrong roster here on Pioneer, and that puts them in the championship, EMF versus Johnson-Brock. Johnson-Brock, on the other side of this thing, they defeated Dill-Rodell in the first round, 25-11, 25-15, and that's put them into this championship match with EMF. As we said, the records, EMF 19-5, Johnson-Brock 15-9. Getting the final warm-ups in here, they got the other game wrapped up well before 3:30, but they decided to hold this off to a little closer till 4 o'clock. It was scheduled for 4 o'clock, hoping to give the fans time to get here for that first serve. We're going to take a two-minute break here, and then we'll come back and list the starting lineup for this game. Right after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small-town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the gym here at Southern High School in Wymore, Nebraska. The Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats and the Johnson-Brock Eagles about to do battle in the championship game of this 2025 Pioneer Conference Volleyball Tournament. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, for EMF, the Bobcats, they'll go with Reese Tuttle. Tuttle is a sophomore. Taylan Sluder. Sluder, a senior. Cadence Hazy. Hazy, a senior. Miley Reisenball. Reisenball is just a sophomore. Aniston Mites, a junior. And Kylie Oldhoff. Oldhoff is a senior. We're sorry we don't have positions given to us. We weren't able to get that information from the coaching staff. Starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Eagles, 15-9 coming into this one. They'll go with Daly Pelican. Pelican, a 5'6 junior. She's an outside hitter. Hannah Groth. Groth is 5'5 and a senior. Right side and outside hitter. Isabel Bishop is a libero. She's 5'4 and a sophomore. Kinley Weiss will be the setter this afternoon. She's a 5'3 sophomore. Charlotte Metzke, she's the big arm here, an outside hitter, senior at 5'7. And Casey Knippelmeyer rounds out the starting six here, a sophomore outside hitter at 5'5. As we said, Johnson Brock is 15-9. Want to extend a great big welcome to all of our listeners listening in this afternoon on the MSC Radio app on your phone. If you haven't downloaded that, MSC Radio, go to your favorite app store, download it. You can hear us instantly anywhere you have a telephone. We're also available online at mscsports.net. Number of folks in the stands all around our broadcast table here came up to get that MSC app, MSC Radio app, and now we've got them tuned in on their telephones. Kind of interesting. There's plenty of room in this gymnasium, but my table is right at the midcourt at the net, and I've got people packed on my left, my right, in front of the table all around. Those that aren't using their phones are wanting to just listen live to the broadcast. Had one come up and tell me a minute ago, this is kind of a novelty. Nobody puts volleyball on in our area, so we're seated in amongst the folks from Exeter Milligan Friend, and they're excited. Their team at 19-5 going against a really tough Johnson Brock team at 15-9. Teams have completed their warm-ups. They're getting ready to introduce the starting lineup. We're going to step aside for one more 60-second break, a one-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the first serve right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska, success isn't one size fits all. It's built with customized approaches creating success. From precision application of chemicals and fertilizer to cash and carry convenience, we've got your acres covered. Need seed? We proudly offer sales and service for DeKalb, Asgro, Brevant, and Dynagro because your yield starts with the right partner. Call Travis or Paige today at 402-868-3445. Nutrien Ag Solutions, where your success takes root. Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh, home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back once again inside the gymnasium here at Southern High School in Wymore. Lots of pregame pageantry involved in the championship game here. They introduced not only the starting lineup, but they're going up and down the entire roster, giving each of the players their recognition here, having made this championship match of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Again, quickly, it's going to be Reese Tuttle, Taylan Schluter, Cadence Hosey, Miley Reisenbaum, Aniston Mice, and Kylie Oldhoff starting for Exeter Milligan. They are the Bobcats. Those of you that haven't been keeping tabs out there, Exeter Milligan combined years ago and became the Timberwolves. Brent was the Bulldogs. And then this, they co-op for a couple of years, and now they have combined here, Exeter Milligan and Friend, calling themselves the Bobcats. Well, Johnson Brock, that consolidation goes back a little further, what, maybe 50 years or more ago? the Brock Pirates, the Johnson Eagles. Yeah, I can still remember the Brock Pirates. Probably most of our listeners weren't alive when Brock were the Pirates, but we remember that well. I want to remind all of our Johnson Brock listeners, exciting news, your football team has made it, as you know, to the football playoffs. They're going to be playing North Platte St. Pat's, the Patriots, on Thursday afternoon, a 4 o'clock kickoff in Johnson, and we'll have live coverage of that for you right here on Sunny 101.3. Blaine Behrens is going to join me for the broadcast. Again, the Johnson Brock Eagles football boys taking on North Platte St. Pat's, the Patriots. Pre-game show at 3:40, kickoff set for 4 o'clock. That'll be live from Johnson, and you'll hear it right here on Sunny 101.3. Looking forward to that. Friday night, we'll travel across the river for some Missouri eight-man football. The Mound City Panthers will take on the Rockport Blue Jays at Rockport. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff coming up Friday night here on Sunny. It's been a busy week for sports here. We had ECNC volleyball Tuesday and Thursday. We had Auburn and Syracuse football last night. This afternoon, we're here in Wymore for this Pioneer Championship. All right, the official has his card out here, getting folks lined up. The libero, we know now, is going to be Taylor Schluter. We're finding that out as they line up. We'll see who the setter is in a moment. Official taking his time sorting things out. The libero for Johnson Brock is Isabel Bishop. She's waiting to check in. Coming off the floor from the lineup. And we're about ready to go. Pioneer Conference Championship Volleyball live from Southern High here in Wymore. Johnson Brock will have the first serve. Back to serve will be Kinley Weiss. Weiss serving. Back row, Taylor Schluter, Mason the center to receive. Schluter will receive the serve, passes forward to the center. There's a big swing on the attack into the net, an attack error by Miley Reisenbaugh, and the point goes to Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock Eagles up 1-0 here early. Kinley Weiss serving. Apparently Tuttle is going to be the center, it appears. As Kinley Weiss second serve, the jump serve goes to the back row, and a service ace. Service ace for Kinley Weiss, not able to handle it. In the back row was Taylor Schluter. Went off of Schluter and then off the wall. Johnson Brock jumps out to an early 2-0 lead. Kinley Weiss, the sophomore, her third serve, drops it into the back row. Here's a set from Tuttle. The big swing on the attack is Oldhoff. Got away out of bounds. Off of Oldhoff. Point, Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock goes up 3-0 early. Here in the first set of the Pioneer Conference Championship. Kinley Weiss serving for the Eagles. Up 3-0 here in set number one. Kinley Weiss's jump serve to the back row. Picked up by Schluter. They pass it forward to Tuttle. Tuttle with the set. On the attack is Oldhoff. Oldhoff couldn't get it down. An attack the other direction from Johnson Brock. That's Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer couldn't get it down. Back row dug out nicely. There's a little dink over the net. Won't go. Now they'll come back, put a free ball across from Bishop into the back row. Off to Tuttle. Tuttle with the set to the near side. There's the attack to the corner. Back row, Pelican. Pelican passes forward. And the attack from the right elbow goes up by Groth. Groth couldn't get it down. Now the attack, Tuttle, back the other direction. Knippelmeyer saves it in the back row. Across court set to the far side. Knippelmeyer, big swing, too strong. Casey Knippelmeyer just outside the back line on her attack. Attack error, and the point goes to EMF. 3-1, Johnson Brock leading EMF, now serving Miley Reisenbaugh. Reisenbaugh, service error into the net. Point Johnson Brock. Eagles up 4-1 here in the first set. We're seated in amongst a whole bunch of Bobcat fans all around us tonight. We try to stay in the middle of the road here anyway, sir. 4-1, Johnson Brock is up. And here's the service error by Casey Knippelmeyer. A little too strong. Just outside the back line, point goes to EMF. 4-2, Eagles over the Bobcats. Here comes the jump serve from the other direction. On the service is Schluter to the back row. Here's a set to Pelican. Pelican just tips it across. And there's a little dink. Saved nicely. They bring it across to Meschke. Tipped in. Three ball comes across. Bishop sent to Pelican. Pelican with the swing. Blocked back at her. Again, a little dink across the net. They try to chase it down. Knippelmeyer can't get there. And the point goes to EMF. With the kill was Aniston Meitz, her first kill of the match. 4-3, Johnson Brock up by one. serving for Exeter Milligan, Taylan Schluter. Schluter jump serve to the back row. Knippelmeyer receives it, puts it forward to Weiss. There's a tip by Grove on the right side. Couldn't get it. Pelican with a toss to the net. And the ball drops on the Johnson Rock side. Pelican was up there doing battle with Anderson Mites, and Mites with a little height advantage got it to drop across back on Johnson Brock side. We're even at four apiece now. All even at four. Serving, Taylan Schluter. Here comes Sluter's serve. Into the back row, Knippelmeyer receives it, passes it forward. Weiss with the set to Pelican. Pelican with a tip and got it down. Gives a kill to Daley Pelican. Bunch of the EMF fans all with a groan on that one as Pelican just tipped it over very gently into the donut hole in the middle of the defense. Back now, Charlotte Metzke serving for Johnson Brock. Here's Metzke. Drops it off to the left elbow on the edge. Here's a big swing on the attack. Batted back nicely. Good job on the block there by Emily Bowling. Now they're going to set it to Pelican on the left side. Pelican just has to pull up and put a little tip across the net. Hard swing dug out on the back row. Great job by Metzke. Pass the ball forward. Free ball comes across. They'll try and tip it across again. Pelican picks it up. I think we got a net violation into the net by Exeter Milligan. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles up early here, 6-4 in set number one of the Pioneer Championship game. Charlotte Metzke back to serve now. Metzke serving for Johnson Brock. Jump serve goes to the back row. Tuttle with the set. Puts it to the middle. On the attack is Aniston Mites. Couldn't get it down. Now set to the left side to Groth. Groth puts it across. Her ball won't go down. Saved in the back row by Reisenball. Free ball comes across to Johnson Brock. They'll set Pelican on the left side. Pelican just outside the line. Did a good job. Got that thing over the net. A lot of velocity on it, but couldn't get it to fall into the playing surface. 6-5. Johnson Brock up by one. Now serving for Exeter Milligan friend, Olivia Lusum. I'll call him EMF. It's a whole lot less syllables here. EMF, Lusum, on the serve. Pelican back row receives it. Forward to Weiss. Weiss with a set to Grove. Grove off the block. Got it down. And the kill goes to Hannah Grove. Her first kill of the afternoon. 7-5. Johnson Brock up by two. Hannah Groth will be serving now for the Eagles. Groth with the jump serve. Center back row dug in. Tuttle with a set to the near side. There's a swing. Big attack by Hosey. Couldn't get it to fall. Pelican on the attack. Tips it across. It won't go. Tuttle with a set to the middle. And a big swing and a kill by Aniston Mites. Mites with her second kill of the afternoon. 7-6. EMF back within one now. Johnson Brock leading it. Metzke, Bishop, and Knippelmeyer in the back row waiting to receive the jump serve here from Cadence Hosey. Here's Hosey's jump serve into the back. Picked up by Knippelmeyer. Pass forward to Weiss. Set to the left side to Bowling. Bowling's dink. It won't go. Big swing and an attack. Picked up in the back row by Bishop. Chased down by Weiss. Bowling puts a free ball across the net. Tuttle with the set to the middle again to Reisenball. She'll get the kill this time. That was Mites, rather. Aniston Mites. Mites with her third kill. All tied at 7 now here in set number 1. Pioneer Conference Tournament Championship match. Sacred Heart took third place earlier this afternoon in 3 over Pawnee City. Now serving Hosey for EMF. Hosey service to the back row. Knippelmeyer puts it forward to Bowling. Free ball is put over by Weiss. Tuttle with the set. On the far side, there's the attack that doesn't go. Again, Weiss will set it to the far side to Pelican. Pelican got the kill. Daley Pelican, second kill of the night. Reese Tuttle is the setter. They get a good clean pass to Reese. She does a good job of putting the ball up there for her big arms. All right. Serving now is Daley Pelican for Johnson Brock. Oh, my goodness. They said that one was out. Well, that's all we're... as Forrest Gump says, that's all we're going to say about that. Point goes to EMF. We're even at 8 apiece. Here's a serve by Sophie Weber. Another big swing by Knippelmeyer. Goes off the net. It's blocked. And the point goes to EMF. EMF with their first lead. 9-8. An interesting call on that serve a little bit ago back there in the back line. EMF serving now up by one. 9-8. received in the back row. Clara Heller in the lineup now. Heller with the pass forward. There's a chip over and a kill for Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer's first kill of the afternoon. We're even at 9 apiece. There's Isabel Bishop back into the lineup. She's in replacing Emily Bowling. Bowling alternates in there. Bishop is the libero. She will come in to serve. All even at 9 apiece here in set number 1. Bishop served to the back row. Pass comes forward to Tuttle. Tuttle gets it inside. That swing by Oldehoff. Oldehoff couldn't get it. There's Metzke with the tip. Metzke couldn't get it down. Into the back row. Pelican fields the ball. Puts it forward to Weiss. Weiss with a little tip over the net. It won't go down. Now Tuttle sets with a back row set. In the back row, Pelican digs it out. Comes over to Weiss. Weiss with the set to the left side. Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer on the attack. It doesn't go. Now EMF has to chase it down, and Knippelmeyer will get the kill. Casey Knippelmeyer, second kill of the afternoon. 10-9. Johnson Brock back up by one once again. Isabel Bishop serving for Johnson Brock. Serve tips the tape, just gets across the net. They'll send it to Reichenbach. That's Oldehoff with the try for the kill. Now Knippelmeyer with a big swing on the attack. It's picked up. Tuttle passes the ball over to the libero to the left side. Big swing, too long by Miley Reichenbach. Reichenbach with an attack error. It was too long and went outside the back line. And Johnson Brock goes up by two now, 11-9. Isabel Bishop still serving. Bishop, a sophomore, 5-4 libero for Johnson Brock. Here's her serve. The pass forward to Tuttle. Tuttle sets it to the far side. And the swing and the kill. That was Brinley Johnson, just a freshman. Johnson, a freshman, got the kill that time for Exeter Milligan. Johnson Brock up by one, 11-10. Looks like going to be back here to serve for EMF is going to be Kendall Phillippe. She is a junior. In to serve now for the Bobcats. Pelican waits in the middle. Clara Heller receives the serve, passes forward to Weiss. Weiss with a set to Metzke. Metzke with a misfire. She took a big swing and actually whiffed it. And as a result, the ball dropped in front of the blockers. That was a whiff on the part of Metzke that turns into a kill. She has a big smile on her face. It all counts one. 12-10. Johnson Brock up by two. Serving for the Eagles is Kinley Weiss. They'll set it into the center. Free ball comes back. Back row Pelican passes forward to Weiss. Weiss sets the Grove on this right side hitter. Grove couldn't get it down. They dip the ball down, and there's a kill on the part of Reese Tuttle for EMF. 12-11 our score. Johnson Brock still up by one. Now serving Miley Reichenbach. Reichenbach is long on the service. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles up by two, 13-11. Pioneer Conference Championship match. This is set number one. Johnson Brock Eagles, Exeter Milligan friend, the Bobcats. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Here's the service by Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer. Tuttle tried to dip one across and she caught him sleeping. Nice move there by Reese Tuttle, the sophomore setter. She found that hole in the middle. They were all waiting for the big swing to come over here from Reichenbach, and instead she just tipped it across the net for the easy point. In the back row, the serve received by Knippelmeyer. They pass it forward. Pelican with the swing. Pelican's attempt. Going to be an attack error, just a little too long out that back row. We're tied at 13 apiece now. All tied at 13. EMF serving. On the serve is Taylan Schluter. Chased down in the back row. A free ball comes across from Weiss. Here's Tuttle with a chance to set to the near side. Oh, great block. Caden Hasse went up, and there with the block was Charlotte Metzke along with Hannah Groth. I think Metzke got most of it, but that's not an easy thing to do because Caden Hasse is towering up there and put a big swing on it. 14-13, Johnson Brock back up by one. Charlotte Metzke serving now for Johnson Brock. Tuttle the setter, sets it to the middle. And again, the little tip over by Caden Hasse. That time they were expecting the big swing. Johnson Brock has got suckered into that two or three times already in this set where they've just left the hole in the center of the floor. EMF taking advantage of that and just tipping the ball over the net and dropping it into the middle of the defense. All right, this is Lusum in to serve now. Lusum served to the back row. Metzke had a little trouble handling it. Bowling will put a free ball across the net. The set goes to the middle to the right side, into the back row, picking it up is Knippelmeyer. They set it to Groth. Groth on the right wing. She couldn't get it down, just inside the antenna. Big swing in the back row. They chase after it. It's going to go up into the stands, and the kill is going to go to Mites. 15-14. EMF up now by one. Exeter Milligan Friend taking the lead here in set number one. Serving for the Bobcats Anna is Olivia Lusum. Here's Weiss with a set to Bowling. Bowling with a nice swing. Tried to get it down. They tip it over. The ball drops right in front of the Johnson-Brock defenders. Johnson-Brock honestly having some communication issues here. Balls that should be easily playable are falling right between them. 16-14. EMF on top now. Still serving is Lusum. This one is long. Outside the back line. Service error. Lusum. Point Johnson-Brock. 16-15. EMF up by one in this first set. Hannah Groth will serve now for the Eagles. Groth serve. Received in the back row. Pass forward to Tuttle. To the near side, a huge swing by Cadence Hozzie, and Hozzie has her second kill of the afternoon. EMF now up by two, 17-15. Back serving for the Bobcats, Cadence Hozzie. Hozzie to serve. Into the back row, Metzke picks it up, receives it, passes to Pelican, into the middle, Bowling. Bowling with a free ball over the net. I'm going to say a double touch there as Bowling tried to just flip the ball over on a tip. Double touch. Point goes to EMF. 18-15. Suddenly the Bobcats with their biggest lead of the match, up by three. EMF, 18-15. Serving, Cadence Hozzie. And there's an overpass and a kill by Aniston Mites on the receiving of the serve. Timeout taken by Johnson Brock. 19-15. EMF up by four. We're back in 30 seconds on Stunny 101.3. and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Southern High Gym here in Wymore, Nebraska. First set, championship match, Johnson Brock and EMF. Exeter Milligan Friend has now taken a 4-point lead, 19-15. Johnson Brock led throughout the early stages of this set. They were up by as much as three. Now find themselves down by four. For Exeter Milligan, Cadence Hozzie is back to serve now for the Bobcats. Here's Hozzie's serve. And it's going to be long outside the back line. Good judgment there on the part of Casey Knippelmeyer to step aside from that one and let it go out. That's going to put Daly Pelican at the service line now. Pelican, a 5'6 junior outside hitter. Here's Pelican's jump serve. She goes to the back right corner. They put it forward to Tuttle. Here comes a set and a free ball tipped over. Oh, nice job of Bishop to save that one. Across to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer's attack dug out in the back row. Dip back again. Metzke passes forward. They'll set Knippelmeyer again with a swing, and she got the kill. Casey Knippelmeyer, her third kill of the afternoon. That pulls Johnson Brock back within two now, 19-17. We're down by four a moment ago. Daly Pelican continues to serve with the jump serve. That one's going to be just wide of the mark. Service error outside to the right. Substitutes in for Johnson Brock, Clara Heller back onto the floor. Heller now replaces Hannah Groth, checking into the lineup. Back to serve for Exeter Milligan will be Sophie Weber. Weber's a junior. 20-17. EMF the first team to 20 here tonight. They're up by three. There says Sophie Weber serve, and an ace serve for Weber. Johnson Brock not able to handle it there in the back row. 21-17. EMF just four away from taking set number one. Sophie Weber on the serve, the jump serve to the back. Heller goes out and tried to get to it, couldn't get down there. They dropped it in front of the back row. Point EMF. Bobcats three away now, 22-17. Sophie Weber continues to serve. She's on a tear here from the service line. Weber Jr. Here's the serve to the back. And that one is long. Service error outside the back line. Point Johnson Brock, 22-18. Eagles back within four. Serving now for Johnson Brock, Isabel Bishop. Bishop, 5'4 sophomore. She's a libero on this team. She'll come out with a jump serve here for the Eagles. Oh, nice. Low trajectory serve. On the left side, a free ball comes across to the Eagles. They're going to set Knippelmeyer on the left side, and it's blocked back. Great job of blocking that one there by Kylie Oldehoff. Oldehoff with the block. Knippelmeyer had some gunpowder on that one. It was coming hard, but Oldehoff batted it back. Point goes to EMF, 23-18. Bobcats two away. Weiss tries to dink it across the net. To surprise him, couldn't get it. Oldehoff with the tip, but it's out. And the point goes to Johnson Brock. Oldehoff just tried to tip that one off the blocker, but it went out on the left side, on the outside of the line. At the service line is Kinley Weiss now for Johnson Brock, 23-19. EMF is up by four. In the back row, they come to Tuttle with it. Tuttle to the near side, and a kill by Miley Reisenbaugh. Reisenbaugh found an opening in the back left corner. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock, 24-19. EMF one away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in
Fall City. Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play this afternoon here in Wymore. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for this presentation of high school volleyball. Kurt Kilman working in the Sunny 101.3 studios as part of the MSC Sports Radio Network complex. Here's the serve. Putting it over is Reisenbaugh. There's Weiss with the set. Meske with the swing. Bowling couldn't get it down. Free ball from Pelican. They put it across. Tuttle with the set to the left side. Try for the kill, and there it is. With the kill is Cadence Hazy. And EMF takes set number one, 25-19. 25-19, EMF over Johnson Brock. We'll take a two-minute break. And be back with the second set coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start your martial arts journey today. Hello Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is here to help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with us, you're investing in your community. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick-to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at W7DesignCo.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're getting set for set number two here. EMF takes set one, 25-19. Once again, a reminder, Johnson Brock listeners, we will have Johnson Brock Eagles football Thursday night here on Sunny 101.3. Actually, late afternoon Thursday at 4 o'clock kickoff. They'll be hosting North Platte St. Pat's, the Patriots. Pre-game show at 3:40, kickoff at 4 o'clock. Blaine Behrens will join me for the broadcast, and you'll hear it live right here on Sunny. All right, ready to move to set number two to start things off. Miley Reisenbaugh will be serving for the EMF Bobcats. Here's Reisenbaugh's jump serve to the back row. Bishop picks it up, an overpass, and a kill by Cadence Hazy. Well, they tried to dig that one out on the surface, and it went back across the net and set Hazy up for an easy kill. 1-0, right off the bat to Exeter Milligan. Miley Reisenbaugh serving. Back row, picked up by Pelican, pass it forward to Weiss. Weiss with the set to the near side to Bowen. Casey Knippelmeyer. There's a tip by Metzke, and Metzke gets the kill. Charlotte Metzke had an overpass, and she pounded it right back down to the floor. And we're even at one apiece. Serving for Johnson Brock is Kinley Weiss, a sophomore. 5-3. Weiss is the setter on this team. Here's her serve all the way to the back row. They had a little trouble handling that. There's a big swing off the block, tipped up into the air. Weiss with a pass goes across with it, and the swing by Knippelmeyer is blocked back, and the point goes to EMF. Knippelmeyer takes a big swing over there, but she's having a difficult time with those blockers. They're double blocking her. She's not able to get it around the block. All right, serving for EMF is Oldehoff. Oldehoff to the back row. Metzke passes forward across to Groth on the far side. Groth tries to drop it down. There's a set and a kill to Cadence Hazy. Hazy's fifth kill of the afternoon. I'm impressed with the job that Reese Tuttle does as the setter. Tuttle's all over the place. Sometimes those passes coming to Tuttle aren't all that perfect, but she does a good job of recovering and getting the hitter set. There's a serve that just goes off the top of the net and drops down. That's one of those that is impossible to defend. Carly Oldehoff hit the top of the tape, and then the ball just falls over the net and drops to the ground right in front of the Johnson Brock defenders. Here's a set to Weiss. Weiss off to Metzke. Metzke got the kill. Some of the folks thought maybe there was going to be a net violation there, but Metzke got it down, and the point goes to Johnson Brock. 4-2, your score now. Exeter Milligan up by two here in set number two. There's the serve from Knippelmeyer. Oh, that's a tough one to handle. And a big swing and an attack there from Cadence Hazy, trying to tip it over as Pelican. Pelican got it over the net, but it's picked up in the back row. Now the Eagles have to chase it down. They're going to put a free ball over. Pelican just passes it into the back row. Tuttle with the set in the middle. A little dink over the middle. Doesn't go. Weiss is there. Set to Groth on the right side. Groth got it down. No, they dug it out of the back row. Now Oldehoff goes right off of Kinley Weiss. And the kill. Hazy got that one here on the near side. 5-2. EMF up by three in set number two. They took set number one, 25-19, here in this Pioneer Championship. Back serving, Olivia Lusum. Lusum serve, picked up by Bishop. They pass it to Weiss. Weiss with the Metzke, and Metzke with the kill. That was a little quick set where Weiss put it up, and Metzke nailed it on the way up instead of waiting for the ball to go up and come down. Now Bishop will leave the lineup. In to replace her comes Emily Bowling, 5'9", senior, middle hitter. Bowling is in the lineup. Here's Charlotte Metzke serve. The pass comes forward to Tuttle. A free ball comes back. Knippelmeyer in the back row will pass it to Weiss. Weiss will set Pelican. And Pelican with a hitting error on the attack error into the net. And the point goes to EMF. 6-2 now, the Bobcats. are up here in set number two. They came in 19-5 on the year. Johnson Brock 15-9 entering this contest. Serving is Cadence Hosey. And an overpass and a kill for Brindley Johnson. Johnson only a freshman, but they gave her an overpass and she tipped that one and dropped it down. Still serving, Cadence Hosey. Hosey has 5 kills this afternoon so far. Here's her serve to the back, and Knippelmeyer receives the serve. They set Groth. Groth is getting a nice swing at it here on the right side inside the antenna, but not able to get him to go down. Now Pelican with an attack. Pelican goes off the block, picked up in the back row, back the other direction. Nice block there by Bowling, and they got it down. Net violation, I think, on EMF. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Bowling did a good job. Emily Bowling, 5'9", getting up in front of that hitter. Serving is Hannah Grove for Johnson Brock. Into the back row to the libero, Schluter. Schluter with the pass forward. As the swing comes down on the Johnson Brock side, the kill goes to Cadence Hosey. Hosey with 6 kills on the afternoon now. 8-4, EMF has doubled up the score here in set number 2 on Johnson Brock. Set 1 went to EMF, 25-19. Pelican receives the... Oh, it's going to be an ace serve. Pelican not able to handle it here. It got away and went out of bounds. Ace serve for Cadence Hosey. 6 kills and an ace here. This is Schluter, rather, on serving. Schluter to the back row, picked up by Bishop. Pass forward to Weiss. Set to Pelican. Pelican got the kill this time from the right side. Bailey Pelican's 3rd kill here of the afternoon. And now back to serve is Daly Pelican, 5'6", outside hitter. She's a junior. There's Daly serve. She puts it deep into the back row, into the middle. Oh, that's a tough swing. Olderhoff across court. Knippelmeyer on the attack. Knippelmeyer tried to drop it, couldn't get it down. And again, they'll try it. There's a kill for the freshman, Brindley Johnson. VMF got her 3rd kill of the afternoon there. She found an opening. She'll come out and take a seat. Replacing her, Kendall Phillippe comes in to serve. Now the referee blows the whistle here and says the girls did not wait for the substitution. And the referee didn't like that. He says, ladies, oh, it's a freshman mistake. In to serve, Kendall Phillippe. She is a junior. Phillippe serves to the back row. Clara Heller digs it out. Pass comes forward. Free ball is going to be put across by Lauren Behrens, who's in the match now. Behrens with the, put the free ball across. Here's a set to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer swings, but she got into the net. Net violation. Timeout's going to be taken. Johnson Brock. It's 11-5. EMF up here in set number 2. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Sunny 101.3.
Construction, just one of the many fine sponsors helping you bring you this afternoon's broadcast. Also included are W7 Design Company, Nicole Witt in Fall City, Community Insurance Group, Frontier Bank, Heller Martial Arts, Albert Dunn and Burns, Auburn Insurance, the Little Brown Jug in Pawnee City, as well as Tri-State Truck and Tractor, and the Nemaha County Hospital, all teaming up to present high school volleyball. There's the service by Heller in the back row. Heller receives it. Pass goes over the net, though. There's a swing and a kill for Exeter Milligan's Olahoff, her 2nd kill of the afternoon. 12-5 now. EMF has opened up a 7-point lead. Kendall Phillippe continues to serve. Clara Heller receives the serve, passes forward to Weiss. Has a big swing by Behrens, couldn't get it down. Lauren Behrens clobbered that thing, and they dug it out in the back row, and here's a kill the other direction to EMF. Lauren Behrens put a big swing on the ball here on the near side, but somehow they dug it out in the back row. Kendo Philippi on the service. Picked up by Pelican, pass forward. The set from Weiss goes across court to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer's kill wouldn't go. Pelican with a nice dig in the back row. Again, Knippelmeyer gets the set. Tips it across in the back row. They're going to get a free ball back. Heller with an up on it to Weiss. Weiss sets Metzke out of the back row. Metzke with an attack error. The ball goes into the net, and the point goes to EMF. EMF in command now, up 14-5, a 9-point advantage here in set number two of the championship. They won set number one, 25-19. Here's Weiss with a set across court to Casey Knippelmeyer, and Casey got the kill. Casey Knippelmeyer, she's been swinging away over there as a left side hitter and not having a lot of luck because of that double block they put in front of her, but that time Casey got it down. She's got four kills on the afternoon. Serving now will be the libero, Isabel Bishop. Bishop with the serve to the back row. There's a set to the near side on the attack. There was Reisenbaugh. Cleared out. With it in the middle, Bishop. Free ball comes over. Tuttle with the set. She'll set Holdehoff. Holdehoff with the attack. It doesn't go. Now free ball put back across again. Tuttle with a little dink. Almost got it down. Picked up. Knippelmeyer with the swing and got the kill. Knippelmeyer with her fifth kill of the afternoon, and it's 15-6. EMF up by nine. Set number two, Pioneer Conference Championship. Got enough radios going around here and telephones, I can hear myself talking all around us. A little bit of a delay. All right, into the back row. There's the set to the right side. The attack comes from Reisenbaugh. Couldn't get it down. There's Metzke with the swing and got it. Metzke with the kill. Charlotte Metzke has five kills on the afternoon. You're just checking in. 15-7. EMF up here in set number two. They lead one set to none. Took set number one, 25-19. Now serving Isabel Bishop. Bishop serves from the back line on the jump serve. Handle in the back row. Tuttle puts the ball over. It'll be out. Tuttle not able to handle that one. And the point goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles trying to claw their way back into this thing. 15-8, still down by seven in the second set. Back serving, Isabel Bishop, the sophomore libero, serving for Johnson Brock. Jump serve goes to the back row center. Forward, they pass comes to Tuttle. Tuttle with the set to the left side to Reisenbaugh. There's an overpass blocked nicely by Metzke. Metzke was there on Holdehoff. Now Holdehoff tries a little tip. Weiss will send it all the way across to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with the swing. Tuttle had a partial block on it. And this one is going to be four hits. It'll be point Johnson Brock. Eagles trying to battle their way back. 14-10 now. Eagles down by four, trailing one set to none. Serving for Johnson Brock, Isabel Bishop. In the center, back row, Taylan Sluter waits to return this one. Here comes Bishop's serve. And it's going to be picked up. Overpass. Set goes to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with the swing. Oh, dug out nicely in the back row, but it comes off the roof. Went up and hit the ceiling and came down. Taylan Sluter couldn't handle that one. Timeout taken, 15-10 your score. We'll step aside for half a minute. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small-town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brock has battled their way back to within three now, 14-11 here in set number two, serving Isabel Bishop for the Eagles. Bishop sets up for her jump serve. Picked up in the back row, pass forward to Tuttle to the near side. There's a big attack put up by Reisenbaugh. Couldn't get it down. A free ball comes back. Tuttle will set it again, this time to Holdehoff, and blocked nicely by Metzke. Into the back row. It's picked up by Clara Heller. Out of the back row, Pelican will put a free ball across the net. Tuttle with the set this time. Back row set goes to Holdehoff. Holdehoff couldn't get it down. Free ball comes back. Tuttle has her choice of hitters. Again, this time sets to the left side. Tuttle puts it over to Reisenbaum. Can't get it down. Now Knippelmeyer puts a free ball across in the back row. Here's Tuttle. Just sets it again to Oldehoff. That won't go. Doing a good job of digging it out. There's a little dink by Weiss. That wouldn't fall from the back row. And the kill from Oldehoff. Kylie Oldehoff, the set out of the back row, the senior, got it down, and that puts EMF back up by four once again at 15-11. Off the bench, Sophie Weber comes in. Weber in to serve now for Exeter Milligan Friend. 15-11, Bobcats lead it. Weber serve. Heller picks it up, then a free ball is put across into the back row. Tuttle set to Oldehoff on the right side. Blocked nicely by Meske. Now Weiss is going to set Meske. Meske with a swing and got the kill. Charlotte Meske, her sixth kill of the afternoon. Substitute in comes Hannah Groth now. Groth in replacing Clara Heller for Johnson Brock. Back to serve for the Eagles will be Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss, 5'3 sophomore. She's the center. Johnson Brock within three now, 15-12. There's Weiss's serve. It's handled in the back row. Oldehoff, they're going to get a free ball tipped across by Hozick. Weiss will set Meske. Meske got blocked, and the block, Kylie Oldehoff. Oldehoff, a senior. I don't have the heights listed here on my roster, but I'm guessing she's got to be in the area of 5'10", 5'11", and she was up there blocking that one back. Now Kylie Oldehoff in to serve for the Bobcats of Exeter Milligan Friend. Oldehoff. Metzke receives it in the back row to Weiss. Weiss just tips it across. Oldehoff chases it down and it drops. That's the communication issue we've seen occasionally this afternoon here. Point goes to Johnson Brock. The Eagles have battled back to within three once again at 16-13. With Casey Knippelmeyer serving for Johnson Brock. 16-13, Eagles down. Knippelmeyer, nice strong serve. Pass comes to Tuttle. Tuttle comes to the near side to Hozick. Hozick with the kill. She was just inside the antenna on the left side, and Hozick angled it back toward the center of the court and dropped it over the net for the kill. Cadence Hozick, I have her unofficially with seven kills this afternoon for Exeter Milligan Friend. Olivia Luzum, a senior, in to serve now once again for EMF. Pelican gets it in the back row to Weiss. Weiss tried to tip it across, couldn't get it. It'll be two hits, and the point goes to EMF. 18-13, Bobcats. Up by five, they lead one set to none. If you haven't been with us, they took set number one, 25-19. Back row Bishop receives the serve. Across court pass, they set it up. The set goes to Pelican, and Daly Pelican picks up her fourth kill of the afternoon. Back onto the floor, into the lineup now, Lauren Behrens. Behrens checks in, replacing Isabel Bishop, the libero. You've got Behrens up on the front line now, along with Groth and Pelican. Serving is Metzke. Tuttle the setter. Tuttle sets it across. Partially blocked. Cadence Hozick on that swing. There's Pelican trying to dink one over the top. Couldn't get it. Again, Hozick with the swing. Picked up in the back row by Metzke to Pelican. Pelican on the attack. Got it out of the back row. They get a free ball back. Meske forward to Weiss to Pelican. Pelican this time got it down. Daly Pelican, her fifth kill of the afternoon. Johnson Brock does not want to go away here. They just keep battling in there. Back within three once again at 18-15 now in this second set. 18-15, Johnson Brock trailing. No sets to one here, 1-0 in sets. Charlotte Metzke serving. The jump serve to the back row. The pass comes to Tuttle. They set Hozick. Hozick off of Pelican. Got the kill. Cadence Hozick. They've got really three big girls here. Oldehoff and Hozick. And then occasionally the freshman Brindley Johnson gets into the act. And kind of a 1-2-3 punch up here at the net for EMF. All right. Serving now is Cadence Hozick. They're going to set it over to Pelican, who has to give him a free ball, and saved it just off the net. Weiss with a set into the middle, and the kill to Lauren Behrens. Lauren Behrens, 5'8", sophomore, got the kill. That was a quick set. They put it up, and Behrens clobbered the ball on the way up rather than waiting for it to come down. Got that one down. 19-16. The lead is back to three. Serving is Groth. Groth picks it up in the back row, passes forward to Weiss, a cross-court set to Pelican. Pelican tried to just tip one across, couldn't get her down. There's a big, powerful swing the other direction. Weiss has the set. Out of the back row to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with a back row set. And there's Behrens battling at the net. Behrens won that. Josta tipped it back across, and there's a big swing that's out. I don't think there was a touch. Oh, yes, they're going to say a touch by Johnson Brock. Didn't see that one. Point goes to EMF. Lauren Behrens has come off the bench here as a sophomore, and she's really doing battle. 5-8 up here at the net. 20-16. The lead is 4. The first team to 20, again, was EMF. This is set to Pelican. Pelican just tried to gently tip it over the blocker. Couldn't get it to fall. There's a kill for Miley Reisenbaugh. Reisenbaugh's second kill of the afternoon. It's 21-16. Timeout, Johnson Brock. 21-16. EMF leading. Set number 2. We're back in 30 seconds. You're enjoying high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska, success isn't one size fits all. It's built with customized approaches creating success. From precision application of chemicals and fertilizer to cash and carry convenience, we've got your acres covered. Need seed? We proudly offer sales and service for DeKalb, Asgrow, Brevant, and Dynagrow because your yield starts with the right partner. Call Travis or Paige today at 402-868-3445. Nutrien Ag Solutions, where your success takes root.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We want to offer our congratulations to the Thunderbirds, the Lady Thunderbirds at Johnson County Central. They, Thursday night, won the ECNC tournament, volleyball tournament. They're undefeated, I think, now 26-0. There's a service error on the part of Taylen Schluter. The point goes to Johnson Brock, and the Eagles are hanging in there. They're still within 4, 21-17. Back to serve is Daly Pelican. Here's Pelican's serve. She drops it to the back row. They're having trouble handling that. They will get it set up to the near side. Almost got it down was Miley Reisenbaugh. Dug out. Great job by Casey Knippelmeyer at the net. Got it back over. Now Weiss will send it across to Behrens. Behrens had it hit back to her. Pulled it up. Now Knippelmeyer with an attack. There's a set on the far side and a swing. Back row. Bishop puts it across. Knippelmeyer will attack again. Knippelmeyer drops it into the back row. Tuttle to the near side. Back row set and into the net. An attack error by Cadence Hossie, and the point goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles hanging in there, 21-18. EMF took the first set, 25-19. Back serving once again will be Daly Pelican for Johnson Brock. Here's Pelican serve. Hossie in the back row, forward to Tuttle. Tuttle to Oldehoff. Oldehoff with the kill. Kylie Oldehoff, her fourth kill. There's Clara Heller back off the bench, checking into the lineup. I said Groot came in for Libero. Now Heller's in for Groot. So Clara Heller in the back row, along with Daly Pelican and Charlotte Meske, to receive the serve from Kendall Phillippe. 22-18, Johnson Brock trailing by 4, down 1 set to none. Heller digs it out, couldn't handle it, went into the net, and the ace serve goes to Phillippe. Point goes to Exeter Milligan Friend. Bobcats, 23-18, they're 2 away. Heller receives the serve, passes forward to Weiss, across to Knippelmeyer with the kill. Tell you what, Casey Knippelmeyer is just a sophomore. That is 6 kills. She's going to do some serious damage during her high school career at Johnson Brock. Only a sophomore. Casey Knippelmeyer, Kenley Weiss, you've got a couple of sophomores. They're going to be around a couple of years, and they're going to be a big part of this program. There's Bishop with the serve. She's also a sophomore. There's Oldehoff. That one's long. It's going to be an attack error. Long on the back line. Point Johnson Brock. 23-20. Eagles clawing back in it again. Back within 3 here. EMF just 2 away, but Johnson Brock does not want to go away. All right, serving is Isabel Bishop, the libero. Tuttle set, this time to the near side. It's blocked by Metzke. Now picked up by Weiss. Set to Knippelmeyer with the swing. Did she get it off the block? No, they say no touch. So the point goes to EMF, and it's 24-20. This will be set point for the Bobcats. Serving, Taylen Schluter, the libero. Oh, now wait a minute. They just changed it. It was... there we go. 24-20. They changed it to 23. There's Messi with a swing. Got it down with a kill. All kinds of confusion going on here with the officials. Right now, the coaching staff from Exeter Milligan all the way out onto the floor. Messi got the kill. 24-21. There seems to be some question about the score. That is correct the way I have it. It should be set point, EMF, 24-21. Serving for Johnson Brockes Kinley Weiss. They had the scoreboard wrong a moment ago. All right. Tuttle sets it to the near side. Trying for the kill. There was Hazy. Couldn't get it down. And there is a drop that Hazy with the kill. 25-21 will be your final here in set number two. EMF goes up 2-0 in the Pioneer Conference Championship. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, catch your breath, and be back with the third set right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Nemaha County Hospital always cares about our health and our safety. That's why they want to remind us that they offer a secure, MedSafe drop box to discard unused or out-of-date medications. You'll find it just inside the emergency room entrance. Medications must be placed directly into the drop box by the person in possession of them and not handed to a hospital employee. Protect your family and protect our community. Dispose of medications safely. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Me back inside Southern High School in Wymore. Championship match of the Pioneer Conference Volleyball Tournament here. The EMF Bobcats have taken a 2-0 lead here in sets. They took set number 1, 25-19. Set number 2, 25-21. So now the Johnson Brock Eagles here looking for a reverse sweep if they can try and turn the tide. I have one young man here that's an especially big fan of our broadcast. He's got us tuned in on his telephone on the MSC radio app, and he has made repeated attempts to come up and show me that he is listening on the MSC radio app, and that's wonderful. We just don't want the feedback coming back through. Great young man. He's excited to have his telephone here and be able to listen in to the broadcast. I'm going to guess right now, Kurt Kilman, that we have no less than a dozen telephones all around us tuned into the MSC radio app. I haven't experienced something like this for a long time. I actually pause once in a minute. There's a little bit of a delay, and I can hear myself coming back off of all the telephones here, so now we're getting some big smiles from those folks. And we're having a great time, aren't we? My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. We are at Southern High School in Wymore. This is the Pioneer Conference Championship of the tournament. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer as part of this afternoon's presentation of high school volleyball. We're ready to move to set number 3. Serving is Kinley Weiss. Here's Kinley service, and it's going to be in. She got it just inside the line on the left side. So Kinley Weiss starts it off in a good way with her second ace of the afternoon. And Weiss will serve once again. Johnson Brock up 1-0. Earlier this afternoon, it was Pawnee City and Sacred Heart. The Irish took third place in three sets over Pawnee City. All right, Tummel with the set to Oldehoff. Oldehoff got the kill. Kylie Oldehoff has had a big afternoon here. She's a senior outside hitter, and she is obviously one of Reese Tuttle's favorite targets here to set up at the net. Got the kill. Here's the service from Sophie Weber, and a set to Hannah Groth. Groth goes for the back corner. And they're going to dig this out, get a free ball back to Johnson Brock. Pelican in the back row, passes forward to Weiss. Weiss goes to Groth. Groth tips it across. And again, Weiss is going to set this time to Metzke, and Metzke with the kill. You got to kind of wonder if they couldn't get the ball to Metzke a little more often than they do. I've got Metzke with 8 kills this afternoon, and she's pretty successful there at the net when they can get the set to her. Metzke seems to have a good eye for finding the spot on the floor that's vacant. All right, serving now is Casey Knippelmeyer for Johnson Brock. Knippelmeyer serves deep in the back row. There's a set. Try for the kill by Hazy. Hazy couldn't get it. There's a chip. Pelican won that battle. Now they're going to set it up again. Groth tries to save her from getting out of bounds. It ends up here in the stands. We have Charlotte Metzke and Kinley Weiss getting pretty close to my broadcast point up here at my table. Chasing after that one. Point goes to EMF. We're even at 2 apiece. Serving for the Bobcats, Kylie Oldehoff. Oldehoff serves. Back row to Bishop. Pass forward to Weiss. Set to Pelican. Pelican with a big hard swing, but they dug it out in the back. Oldehoff puts a free ball across. Knippelmeyer back row. Passes to Weiss. Weiss to Metzke. Metzke with the swing. That one's dug out. Great job stopping Metzke from getting the kill. There's a little dig. Saved and up by Bishop, but no, they're going to say 2 touches, and the point goes to EMF. Great effort there on the part of Isabel Bishop, trying to get the up on that. 3-2, EMF, up by 1 here. Serving is Oldehoff. Pelican receives the serve in the back row. The set comes to Groth. Groth barely got it over the net. It hit the top of the tape. Oldehoff into the back corner with the kill. Oldehoff. I got her with 6 kills on the afternoon. 4-2 now. EMF leading 2-0. They're up here in the third set, 4-2. Oldehoff to serve. Oldehoff, Pelican, Bishop, Knippelmeyer in the back row. Bishop receives the serve, passes forward to Weiss, to Pelican, and Pelican got it down. Daly Pelican did that one with authority. The junior, 5'6", outside hitter, just got her 6th kill of the afternoon. All these kills I'm giving you, that's unofficial, of course. That's just what I'm keeping track of. Who knows what the official book shows. Serving is Charlotte Metzke. Ball is tipped up by Behrens. Now a free ball is put across by Knippelmeyer. Behrens is back in there in the front row. That one is long. There was no touch. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Warren Behrens, 5'8 sophomore, is up there playing in the front row now for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Serving will be Charlotte Metzke, all even at 4 apiece here in set number 3. Metzke serve, dug out, back row, set to Oldehoff, big swing, and a kill. Now that was the Cadence Hazy got that kill. Oldehoff wears 14, Hazy 4, and if they don't turn just right. So that was Hazy. That's Hazy's 9th kill of this match this afternoon. Here's the serve into the back row. Pelican receives it. The set comes to Pelican. She'll have to put a free ball over. Tuttle comes to the right side with a set for the freshman, Hazy. Hazy got the kill. Cadence Hazy. That's 10. She's in double figures now on kills. For Cadence Hazy. 6-4, EMF, the Bobcats. Up by 2 in this third set, leading 2-0. Serving Olivia Lusum. Lusum. They go to Pelican in the back row, set to Groth. Groth on the right side. They'll have to chase after. We'll get a free ball back. Metzke with the pass forward to Weiss. Weiss sets Pelican. Pelican with a swing and got the kill. Daly Pelican. That is 7 kills for her this afternoon, 6-5. Johnson Brock battling in there. Reese Tuttle back into the lineup. Now the setter. She'll come in, and sitting down is Olivia Lusum. Serving is Hannah Groth. There's Groth's serve. Sets it over to Tuttle to the near side. Caden Sazi with a free ball sets across. There's Behrens with a tink, and she got the kill. Lauren Behrens, her second kill of the afternoon. She saw a spot just to the left, and instead of taking the big swing, Lauren just tipped that volleyball over the net and got it down for the kill. That evens us up at 6 apiece once again. Here's the serve, set to the left side, and the big kill again by Caden Sazi. Hazy has 11 kills this afternoon. She's having some kind of an afternoon here for the Bobcats of EMF. I keep saying EMF. If you're not familiar, that is Exeter, Milligan, and Friend. Atchison, Topeka, Santa Fe, I guess. More and more of these schools' combinations out here. All right, here's the big serve coming from the back by Hazy. And Weiss wins the battle at the net. The ball is tipped away. Meske with the pass. Sets it over to Pelican. Pelican with the swing, the attack, couldn't get it down. And there's a long swing that's by Hazy that's just outside the back line. The point goes to Johnson Brock. Set number 3 is very competitive here. After EMF took the first two, 25-19, 25-21, we're tied at 7 with Daly Pelican serving for Johnson Brock. Pelican, nice fast serve to the back corner, right side. Attack by Miley Reisenbaugh. Couldn't get it. Free ball comes across. Out of the back row. Blocked away by Behrens, but he got down on this side of the net. Behrens was doing a good job to get up for the block. Dropped it down. Now into the game comes Delaney Sharples for the first time tonight. Sharples checking into the lineup. She'll be in the back row. Delaney Sharples, 5'3", senior defensive specialist. She receives this one, puts the pass forward to Knippelmeyer. Now Behrens will put a free ball across the net. There's a tip. Behrens tips it up into the net. Net violation, Exeter Milligan Friend, and the point goes to Johnson Brock. Behrens comes out to the bench, replacing her, Isabel Bishop, into serve. All tied at 8 apiece in this third set. Isabel Bishop serving. Here's the serve across the... Oh, service error into the net. We had kind of got away from all those service errors for a while, but that one went right into the net. Now Kendall Phillippe will check in. Defensive specialist. She's in to serve here for Exeter Milligan. 9-8. Bobcats up by 1, leading 2 sets to none. Sharples receives the serve. They set it to Meske, and Meske with an attack error puts it into the net. Point goes to EMF. Bobcats up by 2 now in this third set. 10-8 your score. Serving, Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe, Sharples couldn't handle that one. Delaney Sharples was back trying to receive that pass. It got away from her. Back went off her shoulder and then off the wall. Sharples and Pelican and Bishop are back in the back row to receive this serve. They're going to come to Pelican with it. She'll pass it forward to Weiss, who sets Meske. Meske, boy, she had a big swing. One off the top of the block. And the ball comes back to kill for Miley Reisenbaugh. That ball went off the top of the block and then went right to the setter, who set Reisenbaugh. Tuttle is very alert about that, Reese Tuttle. She's just a sophomore, too. Now serving, Kendall Phillippe. Meske receives it. They're going to set it to the right side. Set it over here to Knippelmeyer. Pelican has to chase the ball down. A free ball is going to be put across by Bishop. Tuttle has her choice of hitters here. She this time sets Reisenbaugh. Now an attack from the other side by Knippelmeyer. It won't drop. Knippelmeyer does a nice save. Free ball put across by Weiss. Tuttle will set it into the middle for Oldehoff. Oldehoff, good job there by Bishop to get it. Here's Meske with a big swing. Now Sharples puts the ball across and a free ball. Tuttle to Oldehoff. Oldehoff with the tip. Bishop sets it across to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer on the attack. They dug that one out in the back row. Long rally here. Back row, Pelican with a huge save. Now Knippelmeyer again with the attack. They got it out of the back row. Pass it forward, Oldehoff. Now out of the back row set. Saved nicely by Bishop, and she'll get it down. Bishop made a diving save in the back row and got it over the net and got it to drop. That was one long rally, folks, and Johnson Brock won it. Eagles are back within three at 12-9. The official's a buddy of mine. He turns and looks at me and smiles here. That was just fun volleyball, that long of a rally. All right, Johnson Brock within three, 12-9. Serving for the Eagles is Kinley Weiss, the sophomore. Here's Weiss's serve. She drops it in front of the back row. They'll set it to the right side. A huge swing there by Miley Reisenball. She'll get the kill. Miley Reisenball with her fourth kill of the afternoon. Off the bench, Sophie Weber comes in to serve. Weber always replaces Miley Reisenball when it's her turn to serve back here. So, Sophie Weber, the junior, will serve 13-9. DMF up by four. She'll get an ace serve. Her second ace of the afternoon. Well, Isabel Bishop was back there waiting for it. Timeout's going to be taken by Johnson Brock. 14-9. EMF up by five. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Be back right after this on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Presenting sponsor for this broadcast of high school volleyball is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. All right, back to serve for the Exeter Million Bobcats will be Sophie Weber. Up 14-9 here, a 5-point lead. Weiss with a nice set to Metzke, and Metzke clobbered that one. In my words of my friend John Bishop, kaboom. That was something. Charlotte Metzke came up with it. I mean, she just destroyed that volleyball. 14-10. The Eagles back within four. Serving is Casey Kniffelmeyer. Kniffelmeyer served, got over, and there's Pelican winning the battle with the net with Tuttle. Tuttle was going to try and tip that one over. Daly Pelican wasn't going to have it. Instead, she went up and batted the ball back at Tuttle and got it down, and the Eagles back within three. 14-11 here in set number three. Casey Kniffelmeyer continues to serve tough. Tuttle tips in the cross, picked up by Bishop. Now Weiss is going to set Pelican. Pelican, did she get a touch? No touch. They're going to say it's just barely out over here for Pelican. Boy, that went through the hands and arms of two or three defenders there from Exeter Milligan. Apparently nobody touched it. Point goes to EMF. 15-11 now. The lead is four for the Bobcats. Back row received by Bishop. Pass goes forward to Pelican with the kill. Daly Pelican. She's coming alive, the junior. Let me add them up. I think that's 9, 2, 4, 6, 8. Yes, 9 kills this afternoon for Daly Pelican. She's played well over there on that left side. Charlotte Metzke to serve down for the Eagles. Metzke, oh, just long service error. Back line a little bit long, and the point goes to EMF. If you're just checking in, EMF leads it here, 2-0. They took the first two sets, 25-19, 25-21. They lead it here in set number three, 16-12. Back to serve is Olivia Lusum. Lusum serve, service error goes into the net. Point, Johnson Brock, 16-13. Eagles back within three. Reese Tuttle back into the lineup. She's the setter. Serving is Hannah Grope now for Johnson Brock. Here's Hannah Grope. Approaches, gets the ball across the net. Tuttle set to the near side, and the big kill again by Cadence Hosey. Hosey's having some kind of a night. I believe that is 11. I'll count them up here in a minute. Yeah, that's 11 kills now for Cadence Hosey. Back to serve is Cadence Hosey. And here's the serve, the swing in the back row. Pass it forward. Behrens with the kill. Lauren Behrens didn't get all that good of a set. She was kind of falling backwards, losing her balance, and managed to get enough of a swing on it to get it over the net and get it down for the kill. Lauren Behrens now with three kills on the afternoon. Daily Pelican to serve for Johnson Brock, down by 3-17-14. Back row picked up nicely back there. They tip the ball forward. Going to get a free ball across the net. Bishop passes forward to Weiss. Weiss is going to set it across to Knippelmeyer. It was touched. Knippelmeyer gets another shot at it. It's blocked. Knippelmeyer puts a free ball across the net. Tuttle is going to set it out of the back row now for a back row swing. Picked up in the back row nicely by Heller. And across the free ball. Tuttle again to set to the far side. And to Cadence Hosey. Hosey with the kill. That is 12 kills for Cadence Hosey, the senior. 18-14. EMF up by four. Here's Sharples back into the lineup. Delaney Sharples checking in, replacing Hannah Grove. Sharples receives the serve. Wait a minute, the official stop play here. Don't think they had given the little bit of laughter. They hadn't given the girl permission to go ahead and serve. She got excited and served it before the ref told her she could. A little bit of laughter over it. Back row, Sharples receives, passes forward to Weiss, is set across to Knippelmeyer, got the kill. I'll tell you, you see some flashes of great volleyball here from Johnson Brock. They're down two sets to none, trailing here in the third set, but Johnson Brock is not playing bad volleyball. They're just up against a very good opponent here in Exeter Milligan this afternoon. Serving is Isabel Bishop. Isabel puts it to the back row center. They pass to Tuttle. Tuttle with the set. Puts it over to Hosey. Hosey couldn't get it down. Knippelmeyer on the attack, but oh, just wide. Knippelmeyer was looking for that left rear corner. Just missed it by inches. She got it around the defender, but had it just slightly out over there. Now there seems to be some major confusion here in substitutions. The referee has called the coach from Exeter Milligan friend over to sort out who's going in for who. Kind of the old routine, who's on first and who's on second, what's on third. They're trying to sort it out. One girl is sent back to the bench. Now the coach comes over to talk with the official. He has to see the scorebook. They're going to sort it out here. Major confusion. 19-15 is where we stand with the score. EMT up, EMF up by four, leading two sets to none. 25-19, 25-21 were the scores of the first two sets. Earlier this afternoon in the third place consolation game, Sacred Heart took third place in the tournament, defeating Pawnee City 29-27, 25-18, and 25-15. That brings us to this point here in set number three. Now they've got it sorted out. They're going to say Kendall Phillippe is going to be back serving up 19-15, trying to be the first to 20. Are the Bobcats of Exeter Milligan friend? So we'll wait. Well, now there seems to be more confusion yet as they're talking things over. I'm not sure what the delay is at this point, to be honest with you. Now the referee comes back to the scorer's table to again talk to the bookkeepers over here. Seems to be some discussion about the rotation. They're out of rotation, and they're going to give a point to Johnson Brock. Took them a long time to sort that one out. But they finally figured out that they were out of rotation. Point goes to Johnson Brock. That's the longest point in volleyball history. So it's now a three-point advantage, 19-16 EMF, and Johnson Brock will be serving. Kinley Weiss is back to serve. And now they're rethinking this thing for a third time. He comes back to the scorebook. The coach comes up and joins him. After they decided they were out of rotation and awarded the point to Johnson Brock, now the two referees communicating with their headsets here. Still some confusion. They're checking with the scorebook. I wish I could tell you what's up. All right, now it's a two-point thing, 18-16. We're finally back ready to go. Weiss with the serve. They save it deep. Pretty ball comes across. Bishop, pass to Weiss. Weiss to the middle of Metzke. Metzke with the kill. Charlotte Metzke got the kill. And Johnson Brock on a rally here. Back within one now. 18-17. That was a lot of confusion, and Johnson Brock seemed to be the benefactor of all these discussions. Trying to tie it up here now is Kenley Weiss. 18-17, Johnson Brock down by one. There's Weiss to serve to the back row. They set it forward to Tuttle. Tuttle gets the pass with the try for the kill inside. There's a dink put across by Meske. They couldn't get it, and Meske gets the kill. Charlotte Meske saw the defenders. They opened up the gap in the middle, and Johnson Brock has come back and tied this puppy. We're tied at 18-all here in set number three. Kenley Weiss, the sophomore, continues to serve for the Eagles. Here's Weiss's serve to the back row. Pass forward to Tuttle. Tuttle's going to set it in the middle for Oldahaw. Oldahaw is out on the back row, and Johnson Brock has taken the lead. An attack error by Oldahaw was too long. Johnson Brock is up by one, 19-18 in this third set. Eagles with new life here. Kenley Weiss is serving. 19-18. Johnson Brock is on top. Here's Weiss to serve to the back row. Oldahaw passes it forward to Tuttle. Tuttle to the near side. They go to Reisenball. Reisenball can't get it down. Now Weiss sets it across. Growth with a swing. There's a tip over by Meske. Meske couldn't get it down. Back row Pelican digs it out. Weiss with a set at the net. Ball comes down on the EMF side. They're going to have a swing. Back row Pelican picks it up. Pass comes again to Weiss. Weiss goes across to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with a hard swing. Dug out in the back row to the near side. That's Reisenball with a swing. Back row, Bishop. Bishop to Weiss. Weiss goes to Hannah Groth. Hannah Groth with an attack. Hannah Groth can't get it down. We'll get a free ball back to the Eagles. Oh, this is going to be an overpass over the net. Comes back. And it's going to go out. The point's going to go to Johnson Brock. Long rally. Eagles hung in there. I'll tell you, we saw some real acrobatics on the part of the Eagles. 20-18, Johnson Brock up by two. Timeouts going to be taken by Exeter Milligan Friend. We'll take a 30-second timeout also on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, a tip of the hat to these Johnson Brock Eagle volleyball girls. They are down 2-0. They were behind by as much as 6 here in set number 3. And they have battled back to be the first team to 20. They have taken a 2-point lead, 20-18, here in this third set. Kenley Weiss on a tear here at the service line. Here's Weiss to serve when play is resumed. To the near side, they dig it out. Bishop with a good effort. Weiss across court set to Knippelmeyer. There was a touch, I believe. And Knippelmeyer gets the kill. Casey Knippelmeyer, the sophomore, she's having a good afternoon. I've got her with 8 kills unofficially. You know what? Johnson Brock suddenly is up 3, 21-18. Eagles are trying to win this third one. They're going to go after this puppy. Here comes the serve again by Kenley Weiss. An easy up. Weiss is going to set it across for Knippelmeyer. Working hard. As Knippelmeyer can't get it down. Casey, there's a swing. It's going to go off of Bishop. And the kill again to Oldahaw. Oldahaw keeps piling them up. The point goes to EMF. 21-19, your score now. Johnson Brock up by 2 in the third set. Back serving is going to be Olivia Lusum. Lusum serve. Metzke receives it, passes forward to Weiss, set to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer got a touch, didn't she? No, they say no touch. All right, point goes to EMF. Now the Bobcats come battling back. 21-20, the lead is just 1 for Johnson Brock. But you got to hand it to the Eagle ladies. They have hung in there. Metzke, back row pass to Weiss. Weiss sets to Hannah Groth. Groth gets it across the net, rolled it right down the tape, and dropped it on the other side. Great job there by Hannah Groth to get the kill. I've got that as Groth's third kill of the afternoon. 22-20, Johnson Brock up by 2. Serving for the Eagles will be Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey, good hard, low trajectory serve. There's a big swing that's in, and the kill by Cadence Hazy. Hazy just keeps piling up the kills here. That's 12 for her so far this afternoon. 22-21. Johnson Brock's lead has shrunk to one now. They were up by three a moment ago. Serving for the Bobcats is Kylie Oldehoff, the senior. Oldehoff, senior, goes to the back row. Here's Pelican, sets it across to the near side. Not able to drop it with throw. Nice dig out by Pelican. Pelican on the swing on the corner, trying to stay out of the net. She did. Now the ball is tipped down, a free ball over and out, and the point goes to EMF. Boy, the EMF fans wanted a net violation on Pelican. It was close. They did not get the call. We're tied at 22-all. Kylie Oldehoff serving. Tied at 22 and set number three. Oldehoff to Bishop. Bishop passes to Weiss. Weiss is going to go to Groth. She gives him a free ball over the net. To the right side, a huge swing is long. Out by Casey Cadence Hazy. Point Johnson Brock. Point Johnson Brock. Tied at 22-all now. Serving will be Charlotte Metzke. Okay, 23-22. That's what I thought. Johnson Brock up by one now. 23-22. Here's Metzke's serve. They're a little slow on the scoreboard here. Into the net. Attack error by Hazy. And the point goes to Johnson Brock. We're going to have set point Eagles timeout taken by Exeter Milligan Friend. We're going to step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Start your martial arts journey today. Tele Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at HelloMartialArts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, it's 24-22. Set point, Johnson Brock. Serving for the Eagles is Charlotte Metzke. Eagles trying to take this third set and get back in it. Metzke serve. Nearly mishandled. They're going to get a free ball back over the net. Metzke passes forward to Weiss. Weiss will send it to Pelican. Pelican with a big swing. Picked up, tipped across, and it's going to drop on Johnson Brock's side. Oh, the Eagles all got sucked up there to the net, and the Bobcats spotted that and put the ball over their heads back deep in the corner, got it down. 24-23, second set point for Johnson Brock. Serving, Olivia Lusum, the senior, for Exeter Milligan Friend. 24-23, JB, set point. Here comes the serve. Into the back row, picked up back there by Knippelmeyer. They're going to set Behrens for the kill. No, couldn't get it. The ball is tipped around the net. Behrens up there fighting for it. It comes back on Johnson Brock's side. They're going to set it from their side. It goes, taking it down. Johnson Brock takes set number three, 25-23. Don't go away. We got lots more volleyball coming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're in business locally, you already know what it takes to succeed. Hard work and some timely help. At Frontier Bank, we're a local business too, offering businesses like yours the financial tools you need to succeed. Helping you grow is what we're all about. Stop by and talk to our commercial specialist or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesger Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Sunny, 101.3.
Between sets, you should see the stark contrast between the huddles. The Johnson Brock girls were jumping around, bouncing around, excited, fired up. Over on the other side, Exeter Milligan friend, they looked like their dog died. They were all standing around there, long faces. The coach was giving them a little bit of a volleyball 101 lecture. And we're ready to move to set number four. Johnson Brock took that third set, 25-23. Here we go. Sophie Weber will serve to start set number four. Bishop has to dig it out in the back row and puts a free ball across the net. Set goes to the middle. Swing and a kill by Kylie Oldehoff. Oldehoff keeps piling up the kills, too. That's going to be 9 for her now. I added them up. We're up to 13 kills for Hazy in this set. Second serve, into the net, service error for Sophie Weber, point Johnson Brock. We're even at one apiece. Set number one, it was 25-19 EMF. Set number two, 25-21 EMF. Set number three, Johnson Brock took it 25-23. Serving is Kinley Weiss for Johnson Brock. Here's Weiss's serve into the back row. Reese Tuttle with the set to the far side and the kill by Oldehoff. Oldehoff, her second kill of this set. She now has 9 kills on the afternoon. Here we are in set number four. Earlier today, Sacred Heart defeated Pawnee City in 3 for the third place consolation game. Continuing to serve here is Kylie Oldehoff. Across court to Groth. Groth puts a free ball across the net. Chasing it down across the way is Tuttle. Free ball comes along. Now Weiss sets it across for Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, big swing. Weiss again gets it over to Bishop. Bishop is going to set Groth. That was touched. Bishop puts it across. Free ball. Tuttle with the set to Oldehoff on the right side. That was a swing by Hazy. Hazy couldn't get it down, but net violation, and the point goes to Exeter Milligan friend. 3-1 now. EMF up here in set number four. The Bobcats serving Kylie Oldehoff. There's a set to Metzke. Metzke with the kill. Metzke received the serve, passed it up to Weiss. Weiss gave a quick set, and Metzke attacked that net, and pow, down it went. Boy, Metzke can be powerful there when she takes that swing. Add her up. I think she's up to 11 or 12 kills here also this afternoon. This is Casey Knippelmeyer serving for Johnson Brock. And there's a huge swing and a kill for Cadence Hazy. That is her 14th kill of the match here for the EMF Bobcats. Don't forget, Johnson Brock fans, Thursday night football, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Johnson Brock taking on North Platte St. Patrick's. Pre-game at 3:40, 4 o'clock kickoff. There's a ball fight at the net, tipped across, 4 touches on Johnson Brock. Points going to go to EMF. Bobcats up now 5-2 here in this fourth set. Blaine Behrens is going to join me for that broadcast Thursday afternoon. 8-man football, looking forward to that one. Pelican with a pass forward to Weiss. Back to Pelican. Pelican has her swing blocked. A reset Pelican, a second try. Now the Tuttle, the setter, comes to the near side. There's the attempt by Hazy. She couldn't get it. Now Groth with a kill. Nice job from the right side. Getting up and taken it was Hannah Groth with her fifth kill of the afternoon. Hannah Groth sets up over here near this right antenna. Kind of comes almost from out of bounds with it and just barely gets it inside the antenna. Drops it down. Now Charlotte Metzke serving for Johnson Brock. The pass goes to Reese Tuttle. She'll set it to the near side. Posse with her 15th kill. That is her 16th kill of the afternoon. Boy, she's had a day here. Serving now will be Cadence Hosey. That's where she's less dangerous, is back in the back row when she's up front here, man. Hosey, Pelican receives it, passes it to Rice. Rice tries to punch one over, but it goes out of bounds. And the point will go to EMF. The Bobcats now up 7-3 in this fourth set. Serving is Cadence Hosey. Hosey steps forward to the back row, Pelican. Pelican passes to Weiss. Set goes to Behrens. Lauren Behrens with the try for the kill. It wouldn't drop. Behrens there with a block. Now the ball is tipped up to Pelican. Pelican on the attack. Saved in the back corner. Free ball comes across. Back row, Knippelmeyer passes to Weiss. Weiss will set Pelican. Pelican with a free ball across to the back row. To Tuttle. Tuttle with a set in the middle. That's going to be long and out of bounds by Aniston Weiss. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles battling in there. 7-4. Johnson Brock down by 3. Trying to come up with the rare reverse sweep here after losing the first two. Serving is Hannah Groth. Groth. The set comes forward. The pass to Tuttle. Nice job in the back row by Groth to dig one out. Oh. There, Behrens just barely got it chipped across the net. Back row again. This time they're going to set Pelican on the far side. Pelican had it blocked back at her. Picked up by Behrens. Behrens puts a free ball across the net. Tuttle tips it into the back corner. Great dig back here. Coming out, chasing it down was Metzke. Free ball comes back over to EMF. Out of the back row is set. And the kill from the back row on the swing. You guessed it, Cadence Hosey. 17 kills this afternoon for Cadence Hosey. 8-4. EMF up. Here comes a serve from Rivero into the net. Taylen Schluter with a service error. Point Johnson Brock. Eagles still alive here. Now Daly Pelican steps back to serve for the Eagles. Pelican takes a full swing at it. Tuttle gets the pass. Gives the set. A little tip over by Kylie Oldahoff. And Oldahl got the tip to go. She has 10 kills this afternoon thus far for the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats. 9-5 the score now. EMF up by 4. Aren't you glad you tuned in to Sunny this afternoon for some volleyball? This has been a lot of fun. Johnson Brock. Weiss is going to set it to Behrens, and Behrens with a huge kill. Lauren Behrens, I'm telling you, she had some mustard on that one. The sophomore stepped up to the net. She clobbered that one like her big sister used to do. That was something. Lauren Behrens, they're going to have to check for a crater in the floor over here where that one hit. She really pounded that volleyball. 9-6, Johnson Brock back within 3. All right, Tuttle brings a pass across. Nice job. Rising ball with a big swing. Pelican dug it out. Free ball by Bishop put across. Again, Tuttle tries to fool him with a little dink across. Here's a set to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer couldn't get it down. They dug it out in the back. Back row set. They'll have to chase this one down. Sharples goes after it. Delaney Sharples saved that one. Got it back up to him. Now Tuttle with a set once again. Big swing by Oldahoff. Picked up. Now a free ball by Knippelmeyer is going to be put across. Tuttle with the set to the middle. This time the swing by Oldahoff doesn't go. They'll set it across to Knippelmeyer off the block. They chase it down. Pass comes forward again to Tuttle. Back row Pelican saved that one. There's a battle at the net. Bishop is going to set it to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with a swing. Back row Oldahoff got it. Oldahoff back row set. Swing picked up on the back row again by Bishop. Now Weiss tries to tip one across. Battle at the net. Ball tipped around. Knippelmeyer puts the free ball across. Long rally here. In the middle, the swing and the kill by Kylie Oldahoff. Her 11th kill. You better believe Johnson Brock is giving it everything they've got in this match. That was a long, long play, and these girls all have to be winded out here right now. Got to be proud of these Eagle girls dropping those first two sets, coming back, getting the third one. They're down now 10-6 here, down by four in set number four. Pelican passes forward to Weiss. Weiss tried to tip it across. That didn't work. There's a huge swing and a free ball that comes back once again to Tuttle. Reese Tuttle with the set. Gets it across to Hazy. Free ball by Bishop comes across. They pass to Tuttle. Tuttle to Hazy. There's a swing again by Olahoff. Dug out nicely. Knippelmeyer with the attack. And she got it down. Casey Knippelmeyer, the sophomore, playing her heart out across the way. Sharples will leave the lineup. Checking in to replace her, Hannah Grove comes back in for the Eagles. Another timeout here for a little maintenance while Casey Knippelmeyer ties her shoe. And now we're going to be ready to go. Serving for the Eagles is Kinley Weiss. Weiss gets a nice serve. Low trajectory. Just clears the net. There's a kill block. Nice job by Meske to get up there. They're going to set Knippelmeyer. Oh, she got it blocked back, but it went out of bounds. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There seems to be some question here. The ball went out of bounds off the block. Now Charlotte Meske, the team captain, is over questioning the official. The ball went off the block out of bounds. I can see that clearly from where I'm seated. But they're going to say it was not touched, that it went off the net. So the point's going to go, oh, that's unfortunate. Point's going to go to Exeter Milligan Friend. EMF goes up by four, 11-7. Here's the serve. The set to the middle. Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer couldn't get it down. This time they'll set it across for Grove. Grove tries to put it down. A free ball coming their way. Back row Pelican has to chase it down. Now Weiss is going to send it to Bishop. She'll put the free ball across. Here's Reese Tuttle again with a set to the near side. That one's going to drop in the corner by Cadence Hazy. Hazy with 18 kills in the match. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock. They're down by 5, 12-7. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've had quite an afternoon of volleyball. Glad you're tuned in here to Sunny 101.3, enjoying the broadcast. Be sure and say thanks to all of our folks, including Nemaha County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, Auburn Insurance, Helen Marshall Arts, Albert Dunn and Burns, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, W7 Design, Nicole Witt in Fall City, Metzger Construction. All of those folks helping to bring you, as well as Johnson Quick Stop. Don't forget Johnson Quick Stop. They're helping to bring you this Johnson Brock broadcast. All right, here's a free ball put across by Hannah Grove. Big swing at the net, dug out in the back row by Weiss. Passes across to Bishop. Grove got it just inside the antenna, but couldn't get it down. Now Tuttle's going to set it, and another free ball comes across. There's a set to Behrens. Behrens with their check, that Meske. Meske with a big swing, couldn't get it. And they'll set Groth. Groth puts it right into the grill of Olahoff over here. Another contested deal, and the point goes to Johnson Brock. These Eagle girls just hanging in there, hanging tough. Don't want to forget to mention Johnson Quick Stop. They're helping to present this broadcast of Johnson Brock Eagles Volleyball, the Quick Stop, responsible for bringing you this ball game on the air. In the back row, taking it up is Phillippe. They'll set to the near side. And there's a block at the net. That would be two touches. There was nobody there. Oh, my, they've missed a couple here. Knippelmeyer, and Bishop's going to have to pass it over and give it to Pelican. And Pelican found the seam down the net, rolled it down the tape, and dropped it in. Pelican with the kill. Bailey Pelican, she's a little athlete, doing well here. 12-9, Johnson Brock within three. Serving here for the Eagles is Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer serve goes to the back row center. They're going to get a free ball back their way. Bishop gives it up to Groth. Groth is going to set it for Metzke. Metzke, oh, it's going to go out of bounds. Metzke tried to just give a free ball over the net over her head, and it went out of bounds on the left line. 13-9. Johnson brought down by four. This is set number four. The Bobcats lead it 2-1 in this Pioneer Conference Championship match. Serving for the Bobcats is Olivia Lusum. Here's Weiss with the set to Metzke. Metzke got it down. The kill for Charlotte Metzke. I'm going to add them up here for her. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have that as 13 kills thus far for Charlotte Metzke. These are all unofficial numbers, but I'm fairly close. I am, after all, watching the game. Metzke with the service. Tuttle with the set. Gets it over here to Hazy. Hazy couldn't drop that one down. The free ball is going to come back once again to Exeter Milligan. Here's Tuttle set to the right side this time. Back row, Knippelmeyer passes forward. Gets it to Weiss. Calling in with a huge swing. Couple of players collide here. I'm not sure if there's anybody hurt. The ball drops on the Exeter Milligan friend side of the net. We've got time out here. A couple of girls are shaken up. They had quite a collision. The point went to Johnson Brock. And the Eagles are up now 13-11. These girls just a little slow getting up as they collided in the back row. They're okay. No need for substitution. 13-11. Johnson Brock down by two. Metzke on the service. Tuttle to the near side. Huge swing there by Hazek. Now a free ball put across by Weiss. And again, Hazek with the swing. And the kill by Cadence Hazek. Well, she's working on 20 here. She's got 19 kills this afternoon for Cadence Hazy. That's an incredible performance here for the Bobcats. All right. Serving is Hazy, and it's out. Service error. Point, Johnson Brock. Eagles just hanging around here within two, 14-12. Stay with us. Stranger things have happened. These Eagles girls seemed intent on coming back. They're down by two, 14-12 in set number four. Behrens could not tip it back. They got it over the net, and Lauren Behrens was there waiting for it. Just could not get quite enough on it to drop it down. She had an opportunity there with an overpass, but couldn't get it to fall. And now here's the serve into the back row. Metzke digs it out, puts it across to Pelican, and Pelican pounds it. They picked it up, though. We're going to get a free ball back over the net. Bishop passes to Weiss, goes to Behrens, and it's blocked. Behrens tried to put it across the block there. Good job by Oldehoff. Makes it a lead of four now for EMF, 16-12. Back serving, Taylan Sluter. Sluter, the senior libero, is the server. Here's a free ball put across by Pelican. Sluter passes the ball forward to Tuttle. Tuttle with the set. Behrens with a nice up at the net. Gets the ball back. And coming after it are Pelican and Bishop. Afraid of the collision. Neither one of them played the ball. Timeout's going to be taken. Johnson Brock. 17-12 EMF up by five. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska, success isn't one size fits all. It's built with customized approaches creating success. From precision application of chemicals and fertilizer to cash and carry convenience, we've got your acres covered. Need seed? We proudly offer sales and service for DeKalb, Asgrow, Brevant, and Dynagrow because your yield starts with the right partner. Call Travis or Paige today at 402-868-3445. Nutrien Ag Solutions, where your success takes root.
Sunny 101.3.
Do me a favor, folks. If you're enjoying listening to Johnson Brock Eagles volleyball this afternoon, stop by the Johnson Quick Stop. Let them know you enjoyed the broadcast. We just love having the businesses like Johnson Quick Stop and for Pawnee City, the Little Brown Jug, Angie down there. They step up and help us put these games on the air, and it is very much appreciated. Let them know you enjoy the broadcast. 17-12, Johnson Brock down by five. Metzke receives the serve, passes forward to Weiss. Pelican with a tip, puts it over the net, couldn't get it down. Here's Oldehoff, dug out nicely over there by Pelican. Now Bishop passes to Weiss. Set for Pelican. Pelican couldn't get it across the net. The set just a little too close to the net from Weiss. Pelican could not get there in time, and the point goes to Exeter Milligan Friend. 18-12. 12 now. Bobcats with a 6-point lead. They're up 2-1 in this championship. There's a serve that's way long by Taylen Sluter. That one was close to the Kansas border. It was quite a ways outside the end line here on the south end. Again, some confusion involving the substitutions here. The coach comes over and explains something to the referee. Into the lineup, Avery Tuttle in. I don't believe Avery's appeared in the match yet. Avery Tuttle, a junior. Serving is Daly Pelican. Pelican's going to have an ace serve. Daly Pelican, an ace serve to go with 10 kills. 10 kills and an ace today. Daly's had herself an afternoon of volleyball. 5'6 junior, outside hitter. 18-14. Johnson Brock down by four. There's Pelican serve into the corner, deep left side. Ball is tipped into the donut hole, picked up. Nice job. They're going to get a free ball over by Pelican. Again, Tuttle's going to set it to the far side. Bishop in the back row with the up and the set to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer off the block, but they dug it and got it down. Back row. Pelican passes forward again to Weiss. Knippelmeyer with another try for the kill. They're chasing after it. They'll get the ball over. Again, Weiss says. This time it's Behrens. Behrens tried to put it over. Couldn't get there. And the point goes to EMF. Back off the bench, Hannah Groth will check into the lineup. Delaney Sharples also back out there. Actually, Groth just comes in for Bishop, and then it's that double substitution deal where Sharples comes in for her. 19-14. The lead is 5 for EMF. Here's the serve from Phillippe. Pass to Weiss. Set to Behrens. Behrens got the kill. Lauren Behrens has come off the bench and done some damage here for Johnson Brock. The sophomore just picked up her 5th kill of the afternoon. She's a 5'8 sophomore outside hitter. Looking good over here on the near side. 19-15. The lead is 4 for EMF. Serving is Bishop. Isabel Bishop. A joust at the net. Dug out by Sharples. Sharples tries to put it over to Weiss. Weiss can't get there. And the point goes to EML. So, the Bobcats are the first team to 20 here in this four set. It's 20-15, and checking in to serve is Sophie Weber for Exeter Milligan Friend. Back to serve is Weber. Picked up in the back row, receiving it, was Pelican. And there with the kill, just getting it across was Charlotte Meske. That was a sweet move. Meske with her 14th kill of the afternoon for Johnson Brock. Tell you, Meske and Knippelmeyer, they've had quite an outing here. Knippelmeyer, I think I have now with 10 or 11. I've lost count here. I'm looking at my sheet. Anyway, serving is Kinley Weiss. Here's Kinley Weiss's serve, deep into the corner on the right side. The swing picked up in the back row by Pelican. The ball bouncing around up there. Weiss is going to put it across to Knippelmeyer. She'll put the free ball over the net, back again to the Bobcats. Here's Oldehall for the kill. Meske just wide of the mark, tried for the kill. It was wide, out of bounds to the right side. Oh, wait a minute. Net violation. Point goes to Johnson Brock. That one was wide of the mark. They were in the net, 20-17. The lead is 3 for EMF. Serving is Kinley Weiss. Big battle at the net. Nice job by Groth to get up and block it with Meske. On the block, it dropped on the other side, and the point to Johnson Brock. Here come the Eagles. Timeout taken by Exeter Milligan Friend. We're going to keep it here live this time. Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, we're going to keep it here live during the timeout and kind of recap what has transpired this afternoon. In the third-place consolation game, Sacred Heart defeated Pawnee City 29-27, 25-18, 25-15. Here in the championship game, EMF took set number 1, 25-19. They won set number 2, 25-21, but Johnson Brock came storming back in the third set to take set number 3, 25-23. This fourth set has been a back-and-forth battle. Right now, EMF with the upper hand. They're up 20-18, a 2-point lead, but we've seen some great volleyball here this afternoon. One more reminder, Johnson Brock fans, Johnson Brock football, 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, North Platte St. Pat's, pregame show 3:40, kickoff at 4. Lane Behrens and I will have the call for you right here on Sunny 101.3. We're going to wrap it up rather quickly here. We want to take some team photos for our website when this tournament wraps up, so we wanted to kind of recap things for you right there. Here's the serve from Kinley Weiss, and a big attack was out of bounds. Yeah, a big hard swing by Cadence Hazy. Hazy's got 18 kills, but that one, that was a rocket ship. It went way up into the stands. So now, 2019, a one-point lead here for EMF. And in trouble with two hits is Reese Tuttle. Johnson Brock has tied this puppy up at 20. Wouldn't it be something if they could get this one and try for the reverse sweep? Here we go. All tied up at 20 in set number four. Serving is Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss has served successful into the back row. Tuttle sets to the near side. The ball is dipped across. Chasing after it is Hannah Grove. Bishop puts a free ball across the net. They play it. It would have been out, but they played it. They chase it in the back row. Here's a free ball back to Johnson Brock. To Weiss. Weiss had to back up there to set Groth. Groth with the swing. Couldn't get the kill. Now from the other side, off the block, straight into the air. Johnson Brock. They set Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer puts it to the back corner. It won't go down. Again, Tuttle sets. A battle at the net. Try to pick it up. Great job by Bishop to get the up and get it over the net. There's another chance for the kill. The tip is going to be out, and the point goes to Johnson Brock. A long, long rally, and the Eagle girl just hung in there. Folks, your Johnson Brock Eagle girls are leading set number four, 21-20. Coach Kara Williams is having a ball down there, jumping around, encouraging her girls. Here's the serve by Kinley Weiss. They had a tough time handling that. There's a block. Chasing after the ball. We're going to get a free ball back. No, into the net. Point Johnson Brock. Eagles up by two. Johnson Brock up 22-20. Hannah Groth took quite a fall over here. She's all right. Everybody's asking her if she's okay. She bounces back up off onto her feet. Back to serve. Kinley Weiss. Boy, she's having a great series back here serving. 22-20. Johnson Brock three away. Kinley Weiss on the serve to the back row. They bring it forward to Tuttle. Reese Tuttle, the setter, sets it to the right side. The pass comes across. Weiss with a great effort. The set to Miski, and the ball drops. Miski got a block. She got it blocked at the net. The point goes to EMF. Exeter Milligan Friend back within one. 22-21. This is set number four. EMF leading two sets to one. Johnson Brock trying to pull a reverse sweep here. Back to serve. Kylie Oldehoff. Received back here by Groth. Now they'll set Groth. Groth with the swing. That one won't fall. Tuttle sets to the near side. Free ball comes across. Miski, they'll set Groth. Groth with the swing, block back. Weiss puts it to Bishop. Bishop sets Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with the swing, got it down. Great job by Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, I believe that's 11 kills. And it's 23-21. Johnson Brock up by two. Here in set number four, the Eagles trying to get a reverse sweep going. Serving, Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer serve. Back row, left corner. Set comes to the front. Tipped away. Knippelmeyer comes after it. And a net violation on Johnson Brock. Points going to go to EMF. 23-22. Boy, that can be a momentum change there. Somebody touched the net, got into it. All right, back to serve is Olivia Lusum. Serving for EMF for the Bobcats. Here's the set to Pelican. Pelican couldn't get it down on the swing. Free ball comes across. Knippelmeyer passes forward to Weiss. Set for Miski. Miski off the block. Got the kill. It's set point. Johnson Brock. 24-22. Johnson Brock leaving the game now. Coming out of here is Isabel Bishop into the front row. Checking into the lineup is going to be Lauren Behrens. Serving is Metzke. This is set point for set number four, 24-22. Timeout taken by Exeter Milligan. We're going to take a 30-second break and catch our breath. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch,
to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3.
I don't know what you think, but from where I'm sitting, we're seeing some awful fun volleyball here. 24-22, Johnson Brock. Here in set number four, this is set point. Charlotte Meskey to serve. Goes across, picked up by Reese Tuttle. Tuttle sets to the near side. Ball blocked away. Here, a free ball comes across from Weiss. They'll have a free ball to set it up. On the left side, there's the big swing. Nice job picking it up underneath by Groth. And there's the tip and the kill by Aniston Weiss. And the point goes to Exeter Milligan Friend. 24-23. 24-23, this is the second set point for Johnson Brock. Back to serve will be Cadence Ozzie. 24-23, set point number two for the Eagles. Ozzie on the serve. Back row, picked up nicely back there by Knippelmeyer. They'll set it to the near side to Behrens. Behrens tries to get it down. Oh, we're going to get a free ball back. Picked up again by Knippelmeyer. They set it across to Pelican. Pelican falling over backwards, got it over the net somehow. There's a big swing into the back row. Knippelmeyer gets the up to Behrens. Groth puts a free ball across. Now the set from Tuttle to the back row set, and they drop it in with the kill. Cadence Ozzie. Ozzie, that is her 20th kill of the match. We're tied at 24 all. We're going to have extra points in this set number four. Back serving, I believe, is Lusum. Or check that. That's Ozzie serving. There's a set to Groth with the swing. Ozzie digs it out in the back row. Ozzie with a back row set. Off the top of the net and the kill. 25-24. Exeter Milligan Friend up by one. This will be match point for the Bobcats. 25-24. EMF up. Match point right here. They lead it 2-1. Serving. Cadence Ozzie. Ozzie to the back row. Handled by Knippelmeyer. And it drops. And there it is, 26-24 will be your final. EMF in four sets takes the championship of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Let's recap the scores here. Set number one, EMF 25-19. Set two, EMF 25-21. Set three, Johnson Brock came back 25-23 to get the win. And then EMF hangs on in set number four, 26-24. Well, I'll tell you what. The Johnson Brock girls are coming home with the second place trophy here, but they can hold their heads high. They played some exciting and extremely competitive volleyball here with EMF this afternoon as they drop it 3-1. And Johnson Brock will take second place. The champions of the Pioneer Conference will be Exeter Milligan Friend. Again, in the third place game, it was Sacred Heart over Pawnee City in three. That's going to wrap it up for this afternoon's live coverage of volleyball. We're going to get down onto the floor with the camera and get some photos of the kids picking up their trophies and their medals here. So we hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's live coverage of high school volleyball. Be sure and say thanks to all of the folks that helped to present the broadcast. They include Nemaha County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, Auburn Insurance, Halbert Dunn and Burns, Heller Martial Arts, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, W7 Design Company, Nicole Witt at Fall City, Metzger Construction, and your friends at the Johnson Quick Stop all helped to present this broadcast. Say thanks to them. So for Kirk Kilman, I'm Randy Gatula. We hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's volleyball here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.